Hello and welcome everyone to episode 5 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. It's Costi, your humble host and editor. As promised, we're going to give you shorter episodes as each segment comes in so you don't have to wait so long. For this particular episode, Vio sat down with a rare breed in Bootleggers, a new player, Elizabeth, where they discussed her journey of how she found the game and her foils as she learned how to play. Without further ado, I give you Vio.
Hello, welcome to the Buzzcast. This is Vio. Today I have with me a friend of mine, Elizabeth, who is a member of my crew, the Royal Family. And I wanted to invite Elizabeth on because, to be honest, we've called Elizabeth the spy behind her back for probably the last 4 months, because as everyone else, we live by the rule that there are no new players on Bootleggers. And maybe I'm going to prove myself wrong in the future and that Elizabeth is actually Ben. But until further notice, I will trust that you are actually Elizabeth. And
Thank you.
So curious to hear like your perspectives on the game as an actual new player. So can't you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
All right. First of all, thank you for inviting for me, Buzzcast, and thank you for giving me a chance to prove myself that no, I'm not a spy. I'm so sorry because of my English. I'm not a native speaker, but I'm trying to do my best.
You sound perfect.
Thanks. Well, I'm from Europe, a small country called Hungary. And as you can hear, I'm a girl, obviously. And well, I think there's one thing people should know about me, that I'm a gamer girl. Or I think I'm a gamer girl. I love to play games and all kinds of games, like board games, multiplayer games. It doesn't matter. It just has to be a game. And it has to be a little bit competitive. So I can like try myself and challenge myself a little.
Do you think you found any challenge with Bootleggers? And how do you find the game?
Well, I think first I started to play Bootleggers like 8 or 9 months ago. And it was because of the reason that I used to play another game, a mafia game, for many years. Then I stopped it. And after a while, I started to feel that something is really missing from my life and from my days. So I just, like in Hungary, we have a saying that Google is your friend. So I just opened up Google and I typed mafia games. And in all type of keywords, like mafia game, best mafia game. And this is how I found Bootleggers and, of course, many other games too. And that time, that was my first try around trying Bootleggers. And I was running the name under Nadia. Yes, I had a thing with Russian names.
And, okay.
And to be honest, I just gave it up after a few days or maybe after a few hours. Like the whole structure and everything, it was a little bit different from the games I used to play before.
Okay.
And it was new. So I just easily gave up on it. Then the lockdown happened in Hungary too. And usually I'm that type of person who loves to give another shot to games. For example, I've tried the game and I didn't like it or I just didn't understand it. So I just give up. But after a while, I try a little bit later. And this happened with Bootleggers too. And I remember, I will never forget that picture that I've tried to log into my account, Nadia. It was like saying that I'm dead.
No, someone killed you.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm not even playing or I don't know why I'm dead. What happened? Like,
what
like,
rank were you?
I think it's calm.
Like, okay, maybe you were
I
a sacrifice.
I never ranked up.
Oh, welcome to Bootleggers.
Thank you. That time I didn't know that it's going to be like that. But I remember there was a game I used to play and the aim point was to feed your dogs and not to let them die. And daily you had to check in and give water and give food. Like you could adopt an online dog. And I was like thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I've died because I didn't do something with my character. Like I should have
you forgot to eat something.
Yes, because I never dig deep into Bootleggers before. So I had really no clue. And it was offering me that I can continue my legacy. And I was like, what legacy? I have no legacy in Bootleggers. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to start a new one, and let's give it a fresh new start. And I chose the name Elizabeth.
Okay.
And this is how I found Bootleggers.
Very nice. What actually made you stick around that time?
Well, to be honest, I was really bored in the lockdown. So I really had a lot of time to dig deep into the game. And to be honest, maybe 10 years ago or even more, I used to play on web games,
okay,
which had similar structure to Bootleggers and interface. So I really had to dig down to my memories, like childhood memories, to get like, this feeling what this game can give you. And
okay,
honestly, I really liked it, and I had to click a lot, which really, really was amazing, that I felt like I'm doing something actually really important on my laptop or phone. And I tried to understand the game, and I really badly wanted to find the aim of the game, because I saw that lots of players are online. And I was like, okay, this game, it must have something in it. That's the reason why people play this game. So I just badly wanted to find what's the goal, what's the game
what's
of this
the
game.
Secret? Why are these idiots spending their time on this game? And then, like, how did you apply to a lot of crews, or how did you find a crew and decide to apply for it?
Well, honestly, like, I was playing the game for like a week or weeks. I can't remember, but I remember that I was around boss when I applied to the royal family, and this was the only crew I applied, by the way.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And well, it's a little bit awkward to admit that I was playing the game like lots of days or weeks before I applied. So you can calculate that I wasn't doing that well in ranking up. Like,
well, you're a new player.
Yes, I had no clue. What should I do? But anyways, I think that was the best thing what I could do as a new player, to join a crew. And I remember that I was on my phone and clicking, and I went to campaign and I saw crews, and I was like, oh my gosh, there are crews. Oh, I badly want to join some crew. And I was checking the names, and then I saw the royal family, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love the name. And I saw that the royal family uses purple, and I love purple color too. Okay, let's give it a try. Then I applied, and still I remember the questions. I don't know if it's with any other crews, like every crew has the same questions, or you can
you can set up your own.
Oh, okay. And I felt like oh my gosh, even FBI doesn't investigate this after you. And I had some point when I was like stopping and thinking, do I really want to join the crew? Okay. But anyways, yes, I applied, and I remember I was so impatient that I wrote someone from the royal family that
you wrote me. You wrote both me and Hadi, and we were both like, who is this person? Probably a spy. Should we give her a chance? And like, we actually discussed it quite a lot, and we were like, well, at some point she's not going to be able to do any big harm. Like, let's just give her a try. She seems like a new player, and she has a Hungarian flag. There are not that many Hungarian players. So I think we just decided, like, okay, let's give her a chance.
Thank you.
Well, and I think it was a good decision by us, to be honest. I think you've grown a lot, and you are learning very quickly, which is cool to see. And I think you're a pretty fast ranker now. Good job.
Thank you. Well, I think it was really one of my best, the best choice I could make as a new player to join a crew, because without the crew, I think I would still just be clicking around and still be around Airbus or maybe Godfather. But as a new player, it was a little bit hard to understand the game, to understand how things work, and I had no clue what the hell am I doing here. Like, I was just logging in, and I was just clicking and trying to do my missions and doing my crimes. And even at the crimes, every second crime I attempted, I got into jail. And I was so offended, like, oh my gosh, I'm just running a shell game, or I don't know exactly which crime was it, but I was like, I'm not even doing a big thing. Like, why am I in jail? And why I can't steal a car? And is it important? And I had a very big problem with OCs. Because as a new player, I had no clue what is an organized crime. So I was just always leaving it up. Like leaving it alone. Like, not even bothering organized crime. I had no clue it's important to rank up. And I was trying to discover the game. And I remember I got into the forum page and to classifieds, and only thing I could see is people are trying to find partners, but that nothing else was written, just Detroit OC, New York OC. True. And I was like sitting in myself and OC, what's an OC?
And then I actually get that question. I get that question a lot as an AGO, but I also get the question a lot that what is scraps? Because the word scraps is not used anywhere except from like in the community. So yeah, a lot of people are always wondering. And if there are any new players listening, scraps is what we refer to as the less valuable cars, which we burn and get bullets.
Yes, that's very useful. Like someone should write a bootlegger's vocabulary for new players.
Yes, I think it's something we're working on, or at least me and Sinon, the other HGO, we both see that there's, like, we look at the questions that we're getting and we see that this should definitely be stated somewhere. This shouldn't be something that you have to ask as a new player. So I think we will try to find some way to make sure that the information that is actually put on, like the FAQ and everything, is actually accurate, because today it's not really much of a help. So, like, as a new player, what were your biggest, like, new mistakes? Did you make any weird mistakes that you now know that you shouldn't do?
Oh my god, I think every step I took was a big new mistake. For real, I think I did all of the new mistakes that a player can do, really. For example, I was using stocks. I had no clue how stocks work or what should I do, but I went to sleep, and I remember that stocks were up and I gathered some money and I was like, oh, good job, Elizabeth. And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I got bankrupted. Where's my money? What happened to my money? Yes, and it was just gone. Or for example, that was, oh my gosh, a very awkward one. I gave money to someone, and not just money, gold too. Like
I remember that.
I wouldn't remember, but I remember I was being scammed. Oh my god, and it was so horrible to admit it to you. I remember when I admitted it to you, and I was like, oh my god, how can I be so noob? And how can I be this emotional? Like, I'm always trying to find the good in people, and I got scammed. Or for example, new mistake that I never planned my route. Like, I had no clue what's booze running. Or if it's important, like everything I know about the game, most of them are from the help of my crew. Like without it, I would have no idea what's the logic of the game, how to understand it, and what I have to do. Like what are my duties to plan my routes, to run boozies and everything. And OCs, of course.
And OCs. We've done a lot of OCs now. And a lot of ranking, and you've died a lot too. Like a proper royal family member.
Yes, I feel honored.
So just to round it up, like, do you have any, like, what do you think bootleggers should, or how do you think it should develop in the future? Do you have any thoughts?
I think so far, I have some ideas or suggestions, but the problem that I'm still kind of relatively a new player, and I still need time to understand a little bit more the game and put all of the puzzle pieces together to see the whole picture of the game, because for me, bootleggers is still new and exciting, and I can understand the old players or I can get their point of view too. But as a new player, for me, bootleggers is just good now as it is. But I would definitely would like to see, for example, some things like crew missions, or like where you need to have each other's back a little bit more to really rely on your crew.
I love that idea. It's a good idea. Do you have anything else you want to say while you're here?
I think I would just say one advice to new players if you can just join a crew, because without any crew, it's really hard to understand the game and to get into it a little bit more. And I would have one asking to the old players, because I know that usually people play this game for 10 or 15 years now, or even if they used to play, but they come back after a while, so they know each other. And I just badly want to ask you guys to be a little bit more kind to new players, or just not immediately try to suspect that they are bad or they want anything.
Sorry.
It's not because of me, it's not personal, but it can really scare away new players. And like, guys, I'm a new player too, so if I'm here, there must be other new players too, so just try to be helpful a little bit to each other, just like as you did with me, guys. Because even I had no clue you thought I'm a spy until you told me. And everybody was so welcoming and so helpful with me, so I never sensed anything of it that you were suspicious with me. And I think you can be suspicious, but also you can be welcoming and helpful too, because you never know.
I agree. And I think that recent changes with like the crew books has made it easier to like trust new players into your crew. Yeah, I think it's fairly easy now to give people a chance. And I hope that other people will too.
Yes, good. Me too.
Well, very nice having you. Thank you for joining.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, tuning out. Merry Christmas, I guess we can say.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
All right, and that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. If anyone has any suggestions, comments, or concerns, feel free to make a game forum post or post in this episode's thread. If anyone has any questions about joining the Buzzcast team, reach out to Vio at your earliest convenience. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.